Everybody, welcome to Robert and 365. It's day number 2048. I want to talk today about making sure that you enjoy it when you're in it, meaning that we can be very future focused, and I think we can also be past focused as well. I think a lot of the things that have happened in our past create these limiting beliefs that we have that stop us from achieving what we're truly capable of and kind of enable this procrastination process, because we relate what we're about to go through or what we are going through with things that have happened in the past. And that stops us in a lot of instances. And in the rarer instances, we say, well, I've done this before, so I can do it again. So a good example is imagine when you're a teenager, young teenager, you're put in a car and said, okay, I want you to drive on the freeway to drive for the next 2.5 hours to go from the big city through to a country town. And it's like, you'd be terrified. It's like, well, I haven't done this before. I don't know what to do. How am I supposed to do that? How I could be killed. I don't know where the controls are, et cetera, et cetera. Now, like for me, I've been driving for, golly, what, 36 years, 38 years. And it's like, okay, easy. Jump in the car, bang, go. You know exactly what to do. Why are you so confident doing that? Well, I've done it so many times before. I know how to do it, and I can do it with confidence and safely and have passengers in the car at the same time. And I think this is what happens with our daily life. If there's something that we haven't done before, then we can be challenged to say, well, I won't do it because it's not safe, I'm uncertain, I don't know whether I'm going to look silly, I don't know whether I'm going to get the good outcome, etc., etc. So there's those aspects of things. But then I'm telling you that because things that have happened in our past can stop you from doing things into the future. And then when you are here right now and you're thinking about, well, what have I got? Like, it's early morning here. And I think about what is happening in the day ahead. There'll be aspects that I don't know what's happening in the day ahead, and there'll be aspects that I know exactly what's happening in the day ahead. And you can be continually focusing on what's happening in the future, what's going on. And if you think about in the more exciting realms of people's lives, they're thinking about, okay, we've got Easter coming up. So people are going, we've just had a long weekend here in Australia, in Victoria. We've got Easter coming up. Where are we going for Easter? We're going away. We're catching up with friends, the kids, whatever, Easter egg hunts. You're going away. You're going on a holiday. I've got a client, they're going in on a European holiday and a US and Asian holiday coming up in July, I think it is. And so they're looking forward to going on that. And we can be very, what's happening in the future? I'll focus on what's going on there. And so where there's that missed opportunity is what's happening in the moment. Like, where are you now? What can you celebrate in this moment now? And I don't mean in terms of, okay, well, let's just celebrate all the time about what we're doing in this moment, and that can hold us back from you doing so much celebrating that you don't focus on, okay, well, let's keep moving. Let's keep moving forward. What's next? But there are so many things that happen that we don't realise the greatness of the moment that we're going through until we're perhaps on the other side of it, and then we look back and say, wow, that was really special. And I think sometimes we really need to stop and recognise what it is that we're going through right now. And in the moments of greatness, realizing that, wow, this is really a great moment right here. Let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy the moment that we're going through right now, because we don't know what's going to happen in a few moments, or we don't know what's going to happen into the next hours, days, months, whatever. But you can be in control of enjoying what you're going through right now. One of the exciting things that I find is I've often referred to on this podcast that I don't feel like I really work a day in my life, because I love what it is that I do. And every single day, it doesn't mean that there aren't some tougher days, but every single day I love the work that I do. I'm progressing every day. I make sure that in the work that I do, I'm progressing people every day, even if it's only just nudging them forward a little bit, making sure that we're moving forward, making sure that I'm learning something new every single day, making sure that I continue to push myself forward and edge myself to that next level. And each little nudge that you take gets you closer and closer to where it is that you want to get to. Even if it's a perception of moving closer to a target, that is going to be more positive for you. And so I do reflect on the moments that I have in days and think, wow, this is actually a really good moment. And then there are other moments that are much bigger. So actually this time last week, I was traveling into the city to do an interview with a big Channel 9 network here, that's television, to film be part of their docu-series that they've got coming up later in the year. And I realised the enormity of that. And then I'm sitting down in the chair with the cameras in my face and the journalist is interviewing me, and I'm just, I guess, lost in the moment, because I realise that I don't know how it's going to be edited, but the impact that I can have if I deliver great, real and raw content here, then perhaps this will help somebody else become a better person, help them get through the challenges that they're going through. And I knew that in the days preparing myself mentally for what I was going to go through, because it was really dark. And you can go back and have a listen to a week ago and I spoke about it in more depth. I guess in some ways, as challenging as it was, I was enjoying the moment and the potential of what this would mean for somebody in the future. And not having any control over how it's going to be edited, but had full control over what it was that I said. And I think we forget that as humans, because we get stopped by the past, we focus on the future, and we can forget the greatness of living in the moment. So that would be my, I guess, challenge for you today, to be making sure that you enjoy the moment. You enjoy the moments. And I don't mean just, okay, it's on those holidays and yet really enjoying the holiday and being in that moment. I'm talking about the other aspects of your life as well, because the holidays are maybe once a year, maybe they're a couple of times a year, maybe they're every few years, and they come and go very, very quickly. But what can you be doing on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, to ensure that you are enjoying the things that you are doing? You're thriving on the things that you are doing, because that is what then creates more and more momentum, because you're just happier. You're more energized, you're more focused, you just feel great about being alive and putting out great things in the world and just contributing in a more valuable way. So it's not necessarily easy, because I don't think it comes naturally to us. But there will be great moments that you have in your life, and upon reflecting, you may, in a snap, say, well, no, there's been nothing. There will be. There'll be those things. It's just that you're perhaps not looking at them in that context. But enjoy life, right? Love it. Enjoy the moment. Live in the moment. And upon reflection, once that moment passes, then you'll realise that, wow, actually, that was a really great moment. So we've got the Olympics coming up later this year, a few more months, I think. And think about what the athlete goes through for 4 years, potentially, to train to get to the Olympics. You've made the Olympic team. And then if you're in that top sort of 1% that's going to make the final, you're now in the finest athletes in the world, and you're about to compete for a gold medal. Only one person can win that in the whole world. And what does that mean? All the work that has gone into it. And sometimes I think the enormity of winning the gold medal and then that release at the end of it to say, wow, all of that hard work that I've been putting in for years and years and years has paid off to bring me this moment right here. And sometimes the enormity, the weight of that can be so much and so overwhelming for people that it's just hard. It's heavy. It's heavy to accept it. Everybody else will be really excited and they'll be excited too, but the weight of it is just like, wow. I made it. I did it. And then it will take some time for that to soak in, the true enormity of it. Which is why, like the training, I love the training. I love all the things that I do on a daily basis that may lead at some point to these moments, like the Channel 9 one. If I think about when I first started my business, like the concept of being able to say what I was putting out in terms of media and press releases and that kind of stuff, and every now and then something you get picked up by the local print press, but nothing on a national level. And certainly like television reaching out and doing that sort of stuff, it just never happened. So when it does, it's almost like, well, okay, this is as a result of the hard work that you've put in. It's a result of challenging times that have been that you've faced, and now people are valuing what it is that you're saying, what it is that you're doing, and they know that you can have an impact on others. And it, I guess those moments only come about because of the consistency of the work that I do every single day and the love of what I have for what I do, and really, really loving those moments. Every day I get excited about what it is that I have to do. Every day. There are some things that I obviously don't enjoy. There are certain things that, you know, from an administrative perspective that I'll outsource if I don't like them. Or there'll be some things that I just have to do. Just have to do them. And that's just the nature of it. But the majority of the things that I do, I just love it so much. And so I don't want you to get lost in the fact that you only become future focused, or you allow your past to stop your future. Like, you need to come from a place of, I need to continue to make myself uncomfortable. I need to continue to push myself, to challenge myself, because that's where the growth is and that's how I'm going to become better. And don't forget about the moment. Don't forget about now. Might sound simple, but I think it's powerful. All right, that's me out for today. Stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. I'll see you tomorrow.